This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Officers on the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees serve one-year terms that run in conjunction with the school's fiscal year, which begins July 1st. The same officers who served last year were elected to serve another year, though the process of reappointing them demonstrated the deep divisions on the board. For the past year, Polly Radosh served as chairperson, Doug Shaw as vice chairperson, and Justin Brown as secretary. The vote on a motion to reappoint that slate failed on a 4-4 tie.
I have not had a good year this year because it has been extremely challenging.
That is trustee Greg Aguilar, who criticized Radosh's leadership. The balloting was done in secret, so it's unclear how individual board members voted. But once the motion on reappointing the slate failed, the board agreed to vote on each position individually, leading to a lengthy deadlock over whether to reappoint Radosh or promote Doug Shaw to chairperson. Aguilar and Keisha Lang were the most vocal trustees in opposing Radosh. Lang accused Radosh of failing to be inclusive.
I think there were times that leadership was needed and it wasn't there.
Lang also accused Radosh of sharing information with some board members in a timely fashion, but failing to do that with others. Radosh said she began sending trustees written information in December and that she sends it electronically to all of them at the same time. That led to this exchange with Lang. Radosh speaks first.
I send the same memos to all trustees. You have indicated that you often don't read them because you don't like how long they are. So I can't make you read what I send.
Don't put information in my mouth. Please don't do that.
I'm saying what you have said.
No, don't do that. Please don't.
Radosh said prior to December she would call trustees, but said Lang quit taking her calls, and Lang acknowledged she did stop taking calls from the chairperson. Aguilar, who served 3 months as the board's chairperson before being replaced by Radosh, feels he's not always listened to, and he does not like the way business is being handled.
We need inclusive leadership now more than ever, and to be excluded is very hurtful. But I'm still here and I'm still standing, and that's why I want stronger, better leadership so that we can unite as a board.
Aguilar also said some board members were treated poorly during December's closed-door meeting on Western's presidential search, and he's upset that there is no recording of the meeting. He said now no one will know what happened. Radosh said it's unclear whether the recording was erased by human error or mechanical failure. She said the recording device has been replaced. Aguilar also questioned whether there was an underlying reason why some board members supported Radosh, who is white, instead of Shaw, who is black.
You know, I'm just going to throw it out there. Are we afraid of leadership of color? Is that what it is? Because I feel that we never give that an opportunity.
That suggestion did not sit well with trustee Patrick Toomey.
If you were sitting at my family's holiday dinners, you would see an extremely blended family. And I take great offense to that question.
And Radosh replied to Aguilar with a question of her own.
So I'd like to ask, are you uncomfortable with women leadership?
Not at all.
So then why are you trying to displace a woman leader?
Because we haven't experienced through the communities what we just experienced over the past 12 months of obvious acts of prejudice.
Aguilar then went on to criticize what he perceives as a lack of leadership from Radosh. After taking several deadlocked votes, the board broke for lunch. When they returned, Radosh called for another vote. This time it came out 5-3 in favor of Radosh. Board members then voted in favor of retaining Doug Shaw as vice chairperson and Justin Brown as secretary, the same slate proposed some 2 hours earlier. This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.